Chapter 6 1861 to 1872, Whatcom. Nettie died when she was 4, of an earache that leaked into her brain. Lura Rush bade Rooney blow pipe smoke into Nettie's ear, for that was the only remedy they knew, and she had not squirmed, only looked off, but it failed. Ada dressed the child to meet her maker in a dress cut out of her own wedding shawl. Rooney especially took it hard, for he was wild about the girl, and Ada still worried during the second or third year afterwards that Rooney would never find the heart to keep on and keep up. Back in the States, there was a war. Once or twice a year, a letter came for Ada from Illinois. It took her several weeks to quieten down from the excitement. One of her cousins joined the Illinois Volunteers and marched into Virginia, where a farmer defending his family shot him. One of her uncles died of malaria outside Baltimore. John Wilkes Booth shot President Lincoln. Claire was an exuberant bony boy who loved his world. He often woke exalted, his heart bursting in its ribcage, thinking, "Today is the day." But he did not know what day. He got his great height in just a year or two. By the time he was 15, people said he was the tallest human being on Puget Sound. The Lummies called him Smahal Tan, the long one. He was so thin, a logger named Iron Mike said, "You couldn't hit him with a handful of dried peas." He himself told people he took his bath in a shotgun barrel. One June afternoon, the summer Claire was 15, he and Glee went fishing for trout in Lake Whatcom.